Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Beatles singing happy birthday to Skipper, Skip Meister, Skip Miller. Hey, Skip, happy birthday.
Thank you. I caught the tune, and it took me a while to register there was for me.
It takes you a while anyway, so we understand that. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, he's old, but he knows a lot of stuff. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and having fun and having a birthday party here. I got my little birthday cap on, and I'm ready for the cake, Skip. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. We're glad you made another one.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm the first person today at 5, whatever it is.
And so think about this, folks. Think about how magnificent this day is for him. He gets to talk to me first. He gets to launch his book on my show, and it's his birthday. I mean, is that the hat trick or what, Skip? Congratulations, man. I'm so glad I was able to do this for you.
We planned this out. I mean, this is going to make my day. I mean, everything's going to pale in comparison.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all downhill from here. Hey, Skip, we're talking about outbounding. Folks, M3 Learning is his website. You know how to get me. Outbounding is the name of the new book. It's all about going out, knocking on doors, either literally or virtually. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Outbounding, not waiting on the folks to come in and say, hey, can I please give you money? Oh, please, let me give you money. So what are the best – I went to the break. I said, you got to train your people. Your people will not prospect if they don't have the tools to overcome the objections they're going to get first. They have to understand that they're not really selling until somebody says no. What are some other tools in your book?
Jim, one of the best tools is to make sure that you ask the prospect to do something to cause a comparative analysis. Pro, con, yin, yang, before, after. Instead of saying, how's it going? Good. Need anything? No. That's very one-dimensional. Add a second dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, hi, John, let me ask you a quick question. As you look at 2021, what would cause you to do something you hate to do? I mean, what would cause you to do something you hate to do? And people hate to change. So don't ask them about what would cause you to buy my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going on a first date here. We're not asking them to get married yet. Just ask them, hi, what would cause you to make a change? And if you did make a change, what's the outcome that you expect?
Mm-hmm.
The buyer will talk your ear off because everyone's got a problem. Everyone's got to make a change. And if they're going to make a change, they're going to think of the outcome they want.
And you could even be more. You could even be more vague than that by just saying, you know, what is 21 looking for like for you? How's it looking for you? And how's it looking for your industry? They're going to say something if you know your business.
Yep.
They're going to say something that's going to allow you in two more chess moves, not the next move, but in two more chess moves to say something about to bring your product into this discussion, aren't they?
So, Jim, the first thing is in this chess move scenario is the time travel. Hey, as you look at 2021, right now, what's your biggest challenge? Getting you off the phone. That's my freaking biggest challenge. Right? So always time travel. As you look at the next 3-6 months, and then ask them, what changes are you thinking about making? Well, why are you thinking about them? And what's the outcome you want? That's a simple scenario to get people to talk. Time travel. Ask them what's causing them to make a change. And then if you are making a change, what are the outcomes? And if it's nothing to do with you, I think it's a great call. You disqualify them. Go call them back in 3-6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what you just did is establish some relevance. You made them think, okay, you know, I don't mind talking to this guy. He didn't put the arm on me moment one, and he acted like maybe, you know, he wanted my opinion. But I'll tell you, Skip, you've got to get face-to-face. If you're a B2B, one of the biggest mistakes people used to make 50 years ago, and they're still making it, is they're trying to do too much in the initial contact. Your initial contact is to get them to the next meeting. Unless you're selling tomatoes or bread, you know, you're
bottled water.
Yeah, something. Well, not even that, because if something's going to go bad, they got to buy it today, or it's going to go bad.
Oh, yeah,
buy it every day. Unless you're selling milk, you've got to say, you know, hey, I've enjoyed our visit. What's your lunch look like next week? I'd like to buy you lunch. I mean, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now, because nobody's going to trade shows, no one's knocking on doors, no one's visiting people or seeing people at Starbucks or whatever else, you've got the phone, you got LinkedIn, you got social, and you got Zoom. So you got to maximize that. The phone is still very important, but people aren't in the office. You got to figure out their cell phone.
Right.
So emails, and every freaking email, Jim, I see from these companies we're working with starts off with, hi, my name is. What we do at my company is, that's an instant delete.
Right. That's right.
Rule number one, no email to be over 120 words. Guys, we're just looking for a hi, how are you? Don't write a novel. So a good tip is, if you're going to prospect, write your prospect email on your phone. It'll prevent you from writing a novel, and it'll be formatted. 75%, Jim, of emails are up on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So why don't you write your email and the context of how your buyer is going to read it? 120 words max.
Yep.
Write it up and stop talking about yourself.
Folks, if you want to make 2021 successful, you need to launch it with Outbounding. That's Skip's new book. William Skip Miller is the name on the book. With new customers, win new customers with outbound sales. It's all about outbounding. Hey, Skip, good job today. Happy birthday, and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Always looking forward to it.
We'll see you next time. M3 Learning also, by the way, folks. Check out his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.